Hello, CFL fans. My name is Jack, and welcome to another episode of No Fair Catch. Just first, a quick update. I'd like to let everybody know that this podcast is now available on iTunes. I'm still having some problems getting everything synced up. For example, I don't have a photo on iTunes, and there's a couple of my podcasts that are missing from their list. However, you can find this podcast on iTunes. I'm hopefully we'll be working all the kinks out with the Apple Store ASAP so to make it as easy as possible for you to listen to my podcast and enjoy what I have to say about the CFL. Also, another little piece of news that just broke, actually, about an hour before I sat down to record this podcast. The Bombers head coach, Paul Appelese, has been signed to a contract extension in Winnipeg. I like the move. I think Paul Appelese is a great head coach. He's one of the better, especially younger head coaches in the league. This is a league that that needs all the youth it can get at head coach. We're starting to see the changing of the guard with Don Matthews retiring just a few years ago. Wally Buono, of course, retiring this year. And it's always important to get coaches who are in their mid-30s to mid-40s coming up through the system. We see Corey Shamblin just getting his chance in Saskatchewan, and it's great to see another young coach on the prairies getting to getting to an extension, because you know, the Bombers have been notorious for having a lot of head coaching change over the past few years. So congrats to Paul Appelese. But anyways, back to our original topic for today. Today I'm going to be talking about the incompetency of CFL refereeing. Refereeing is something that in every single league across the world in professional sports is something that people complain about. That's just a simple fact. I'm not trying to pry any more than, you know, the average fan of any league, because the truth is refereeing can never be perfect, and that's something I want to talk about before I delve into any more details. I want to say I understand that referees are not robots. I understand that they are people just like you and me who make mistakes. Everybody makes errors, and I'm not arguing that through making changes in the CFL we could have perfectly refereed games where every single call was made correctly, nothing was missed, nothing was called when the evidence was not able to be found on the field. However, I think everyone who's watched a CFL game over the past few years would strongly agree that the CFL refereeing can be drastically improved, without putting too high expectations on our referees. So I began by doing some research. I wanted to know how many employees the CFL had who were officials. I wanted to know how much they made. So I started by looking on the CFL.ca website. And as it turns out, the CFL employs roughly 35 officials. Now, I began by referring to these officials as referees. The truth is that each refereeing team, or officiating team rather, has just one referee. This is the main person who announces the penalties, who we all know from across the league as being the leaders of their officiating teams. Just for the sake of simplicity, I'm going to refer to all these people as referees, even though one technically only holds the title of referee. Each officiating team is made up of one referee, one umpire, one head linesman, one line judge, one side judge, one back judge, and one field judge, and one alternate. I'm not quite sure how they deal with the alternate, whether it's simply somebody from another officiating team who comes over, but I'm not going to count them in my numbers just because, first of all, they'd be at the very low end of the pay scale anyways, but secondly, I would imagine that they simply rotate an alternate. They don't have a specific alternate who just never referees games going around with each individual team. So if there's if each team in the CFL who officiates games is made up of seven different people, and there are five teams, which I know there are, then that means that there's 35 officials who are employed by the Canadian Football League. But what do these people make? What kind of money are they pulling down per game? Is it enough? Is it too much? Are they not getting paid enough? We need to know. Well, I managed to find an old interview that was conducted with Bud Steen. Bud Steen was just a recently retired head ref. He refereed numerous Grey Cup games, was always considered, at least to me, and I think a lot of other people who follow the CFL very closely, to be the best referee that the CFL had to offer. Wonderful head ref, and he talked a lot about what he made and what the average would be. He said that CFL referees make between $350 and $850 per game. Now, Bud Steen lives in Alberta. He still does. He's in his late 50s now. I don't know if he's still working full-time. But when he was working as a referee, he was working full-time in Alberta as a mortgage foreclosure lawyer. Now, I don't know exactly what his salary would be for that, but I would estimate it's at least $150,000, because that's big, important work, especially in a place that's growing as quickly as Alberta. So if he's pulling down $150,000 at his gig, and let's say he works 250 days out of the year, that's $600 a day that he's pulling down just at his day job, and he's getting flown around the city, missing days of work, to referee CFL games at $850 a pop. You know, the $850 a pop is not bad, but at the same time, he's losing money. He was even quoted later in the article as saying he lost money, even in his best year of refereeing CFL football, where he pulled down $15,000, which is equivalent more or less to working every single week, making $850 per game, plus a couple playoff games. So if we have referees, like granted, Bud Steen makes a lot more money than, you know, you or I probably do. But at the same time, $15,000 per year is not a lot, considering that these referees are missing, you know, up to probably 30 days of work that they would otherwise be doing at their day jobs, depending on what they do. Especially considering that $15,000 is not enough to live off of. It's not enough to raise a family off of. It's a pretty pathetic amount of money, to be perfectly honest. I decided to look then at the same amount of money that is made in the NFL. After all, the NFL referees are full-time employees of the National Football League, unlike CFL referees, which are only part-time employees of the Canadian Football League. And it was pretty revealing. NFL referees make a maximum of $75,000 a year as a salary. To me, that's pretty darn good. $75,000 to work, you know, I guess it's 5 months out of the year. That's not bad. Even if they're doing full-time work or part-time work in the off-season, that's pretty darn good. The low end of the pay scale for NFL referees is just $25,000. Now, that's a pretty small salary, but at the same time, I don't know exactly the structure that these guys get paid with, but at the same time, I would imagine that these are guys who are, you know, when they're first starting, they're doing, they might not even be refereeing full-time. They might just be doing some games, and when they are doing some games, they're working the least important position of the officiating squad. So $25,000 is probably pretty easy to work up from, because if it wasn't, frankly, we wouldn't have referees getting paid closer to the higher end of the pay scale in the NFL, which we all know there are. Absolutely, the NFL does not have a problem finding quality referees anywhere. So here's the deal. If the CFL currently has 35 officials employed, let's say they're each making an average of $10,000 per season. Now that's pretty good, considering it would be right at the middle of the pay scale for the $350 to $850 that Bud Steen said, and it would also include missing 1 or 2 weeks, considering that there are five officiating teams in the CFL and only 4 games per week. So $10,000 on average amongst those 35 people would obviously mean that the CFL is paying out $350,000 per season have their games officiated. That, in my mind, is ridiculous. That is an incredibly low amount of money for a professional league that millions of dollars gets poured into by fans, owners, everybody alike, to try and get this thing going and to try and get quality games happening. The CFL is an exciting game. There are great, great teams. There are great players. There are great coaches. And every single year, the level of play in the CFL goes up. There's no arguing that. Every single year, it becomes evident, aside from maybe losing guys like Warren Moon or Doug Flutie, that the players in the CFL are getting better, the strategy is getting better, the games are getting more exciting, and the whole level of football is just going up and up and up at a rate that is profound, and it's super exciting to see. But at the same time, we cannot expect our referees to be working at a super high level when they're being paid like second-rate citizens. It's just ridiculous to expect guys who have full-time jobs elsewhere, who have families elsewhere, to travel once a week across the country for a couple $100 and referee a game that has huge impact on a million-dollar industry. It's just, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't work. It's outdated. It's silly. And here's what I think the CFL should do. I believe the CFL should make their referees full-time employees, all of them. Each officiating team should be full-time employees of the CFL. In the winter, they should spend their time learning the rules of the game, watching film, learning how to make decisions on field quickly and efficiently. I believe that during the year, they should be refereeing games and spending the rest of their time working together to become better. It's about professional development. It's about professionalism. It's about all that stuff that's going to make our officials better. Because even though the referees in the NFL aren't perfect, they've certainly proven that they're functioning at a way higher level than our CFL referees are. And for that to happen, I don't think it would actually be that far out of the question. The CFL, with their 35 officiating employees, currently they're shelling out $350,000 per season to get all those people paid and to get their games officiated. If they were to offer full-time salaries that on average equal just $55,000, so this would mean players, or referees rather, on the low end of the pay scale making maybe $30,000, and the referees who were working full-time, who were actually leading officiating teams, would make roughly $80,000. Now, if we were only offering $80,000 to even the highest paid referees in the CFL, sure, we might lose some people who in their day jobs made a good amount of money, maybe six figures even, that kind of thing. But at the same time, I think there would be a huge new amount of interest in young people across our country wanting to make good money and looking at becoming quality, successful referees in order to make a good salary. After all, even if we're paying an average of $55,000 per person, for 35 employees, the CFL would still be shelling out less than $2 million to have their games officiated. If teams can pay up to $4.5 million to stay under the salary cap, I think that the CFL should be willing to shell out $2 million to get their games officiated. Why? Because the CFL isn't poor anymore. This is something that the CFL fought for years and years and years, up until the past decade, where the CFL took off huge in certain smaller markets. And right now, the CFL is alive and well in a way that it never has been before. The new TSN television deal that's going to be getting done after this season is going to be worth more than double what the last one was that they signed on for. That can easily pay for the officiating teams becoming full-time employees of the CFL. It might take time to phase this in, but I think it's the only way that we're ever going to see successful refereeing in the CFL. And hey, if the CFL Board of Governors can approve $1 million going to Ontario to help promote the Tiger Cats and Argonauts, which isn't a move that I oppose, mind you, then I think that they should be able to approve this kind of money to improve what I believe is the weakest link across the entire CFL, the incompetency of our referees who are costing teams games, who are aggravating fans, and lessening the amount of interest that Canadians have in their own football league. Aside from the problem with payment, I believe that we need to make a huge change at the top of the officiating food chain in the CFL, and that is with Tom Higgins. Now, I don't know Tom Higgins personally. I don't know his children. I don't know his wife. I don't care about knowing him personally. This isn't a personal thing. This is a professional thing. I think that Tom Higgins is terrible at his job. I would love to see him fired, and it's not like I want him kicked to the curb or anything. It's not that I wish him ill health. It's not that I hate Tom Higgins. I just think he's bad at his job, and I think he's bad for the CFL. I never liked Tom Higgins as the head coach of the Edmonton Eskimos. I never liked Tom Higgins as the head coach of the Calgary Stampeders, and I've learned to like him even less now as the director of officiating in the CFL, a position that I believe he's held for the past three seasons. The strongest amount of dislike I've ever felt for Tom Higgins was reading about the game that was it was a huge story this past season in 2011. The Montreal Alouettes were visiting the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. There was a bunch of controversy about a pass interference call that was called against one of the defensive backs of the Montreal Alouettes. The referee who insisted on making the call actually got fired. That was a huge story in the CFL this past season because it was such a blatantly bad call, and he insisted on making it. But after the game, Tom Higgins, in reflection to the Bombers' inability to score a touchdown from the one-yard line on two attempts, when I believe there was just a few seconds left on the clock, something like 12 seconds left on the clock, he said, and this is a quote, "It could have been a lot worse. There are football gods out there. If a team scores from the 38, that's fine, but the ball shouldn't have been on the one-yard line. One play could have turned the game around, but justice prevailed in this case." Now, I don't care if Tom Higgins is right or wrong in what his statement was. The truth is that he was right, because Montreal deserved to win that football game, and they did win that football game. But the truth is, when the director of officiating is too stupid to not make a comment that blatantly one-sided in a public setting, then I am sorry. You're dealing with a person who is wildly incompetent and unintelligent, to be perfectly frank. It bothers me to no end that he made this comment, and I don't care if you're a Rider fan or a Stamps fan or a Lions fan or an Alouette fan or a Bomber fan or anything for that matter. You should be disappointed with the work that we're being given by our director of officiating. He's incompetent, and I don't like him. The quote that I was referencing in my last podcast that Tom Higgins said, and this is something that I'll end off with because it's just too sweet to not end off with, about scoring plays being reviewed automatically in the Canadian Football League for this upcoming season. On March 1st, Tom Higgins was quoted as saying, and this is a real quote, I promise you, I'm taking it off the CFL website. The quote is, "Scoring plays have a great impact on the outcome of a game," end quote. Yes, Tom, I'm glad that you figured that out. Scoring plays do have a big impact on the way that games finish in the CFL, and you're very intelligent for figuring that out all by yourself. I don't care what Peter Diakowski says. I think you're Canada's smartest person. Great job, Tom. Thumbs up. Anyways, on that note, this has been another episode of No Fair Catch. I'm Jack. Thank you so much for joining me. Also, please remember you can follow me on Twitter at JackNoFairCatch, or you can send me an email at NoFairCatch@gmail.com. Got a wonderful email from a listener just the other day regarding my podcast about rushing in the CFL, where I determined that quarterbacks who are able to pass and rush efficiently win Grey Cups and win you more games than quarterbacks who run and can't pass or pass but can't run, as supported by 5 seasons worth of statistics that I painstakingly put together. And the email said, "Explain Danny McManus." Well, sorry. I guess there's exceptions to every rule. But with that said, have a wonderful day. I'm Jack. This is No Fair Catch. Peace out.